Well, we have multiple summer enrichment programs. We have five camps in particular, and with those programs, they're designed to help really prevent the summer learning loss. And we know that students usually lose about 3 months of learning during the summer, and so we certainly want to keep those kids on level, at level, or get them to above level by the end of the summer as they're returning back to school. And we actually have a new summer enrichment program that we're going to have for the first time there in the city, in the town of Ware.
It sounds like a little like summer school, not so much like summer camp. I assume there must be some recreational opportunities here as well.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, it's actually obviously an academic component, but we make it fun, not quite as stringent as a classroom, but very, very fun. Lots of activities around sports, fitness, nutrition, just exercise in general.
Now, you mentioned that camp is in Ware. I know that the YMCA of Greater Springfield has programs in 14 communities. Do these all vary by community, or is there some overlap in the programs? Talk a little bit about what the Y has in its different communities in Greater Springfield.
Well, obviously, you know, each community has unique needs. And also there's needs that are common to all communities. And so with our summer enrichment programs, our goal is to try to serve all 14 cities and towns that we in our service area. Although there aren't camps in every city and town, they're certainly close enough and accessible to those families. And so we do have a unique blend, and there is overlap. And we do have kids coming from, let's say, Chicopee to a Springfield camp, or there may be kids from Springfield going participating in a camp in Wilbraham. So there is some crossover and overlap there.
Now, a lot of organizations had to make changes because of the impact of the Great Recession. How did the Y come through that? And you know, what, if any way, did it impact what you offer in the community?
Well, remarkably, you know, what we realize is that although there was in the recession is a challenge consistent with each of our communities, doesn't matter your socioeconomic background or situation, but remarkably we've saw and we've witnessed our donations actually remain steady. And what that put us in a position to do was to provide more and more scholarships and subsidized programming to families and individuals that could not afford or no longer afford full pay. And right now, as we're speaking, we're forecast to give away around $600,000 in scholarship and subsidy funding for 2012. And that trend is consistent, has been consistent over the past few years.
So you offer membership to anyone regardless of their ability to pay. Is that how it works?
Yes, we turn no one away due to an inability to pay. And that's our mantra, and we're committed to that. But obviously it takes generosity and the support of many individuals, foundations, and organizations to make that happen.
What's your current membership? How many members in the Greater Springfield YMCA, roughly?
Well, throughout the 14 cities and towns, we serve about 105,000 members and participants, which is really, it represents one-fifth of the total population in metropolitan Springfield. So we're very proud of that. But along with that, you know, there are some challenges. And again, our families are facing all types of economic and health issues and challenges, and we continue to try to support that in any way that we can every day.
160 years is an impressive record for staying power. This Monday, the Greater Springfield YMCA is holding an event to mark your 160th anniversary. And fittingly, it's going to celebrate the Y's role in the invention of the game of basketball. Tell me a little bit about what you've got coming up on Monday.
Well, we're very excited. On Monday, June 18th at 6 p.m., we're going to celebrate 160 years of service, and just kind of a historical fact is that we are the second oldest YMCA association in the United States. We're the third oldest in North America and the fourth oldest Y in the world. And so we're very proud of our heritage and our history. And on Monday, we're going to celebrate that. We're going to welcome and be joined by former Harlem Globetrotter Manny Jackson, who also was the owner of the Harlem Globetrotters at one point. He's going to be our keynote speaker. We're also going to be joined by Boston Globe and ESPN commentators Jackie McMullen and Bob Ryan. And they're actually going to engage the crowd and talk about New England sports in general at the event. And so we're very excited, and we'll celebrate that heritage and also try to still raise the support dollars that we so desperately need to continue our mission. So, and the tickets are $160, $160 each, and it's $1,500 per table, table of 10. So we're really excited about that event, and I think it's really a time for us just to celebrate the wonderful work and the collective mission that we have here in this region with many other organizations as well.
And it's at the Basketball Hall of Fame on Monday night, June 18th. And again, the ticket information, where can people get tickets if they want to go?
Well, they can give us a call, and they can actually contact Peggy Gravelin, and her number is 413-739-6951, extension 179. They can also visit our website at springfieldy.org.
I have to ask this question because because it's the old song is stuck in my head. Can someone still stay at the YMCA? Do you still offer accommodations, or are those days gone?
Well, what we don't offer is transitional housing here locally, but we do have apartments that you can actually rent at a subsidized rate should you need to stay at our Y. And we have 104 apartments right at 275 Chestnut. And again, you know, you can call the very same number or visit our website to get more info regarding that. But yeah, so you can still stay at the Y, but it's no longer transitional housing.
Yeah, do you have many people taking up accommodations at the Y?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, we stay close to capacity, believe it or not, with those apartments, men and women. And so, yeah, we're pretty consistent. I would like to say that, you know, we are very much committed to becoming really a community partner, YMCA. And what that means to us is we want to stand beside individuals and businesses and foundations to address their pain. So whether it's childhood obesity, the graduation rate that we struggle with here in our community, crime, gang prevention, we want to stand beside you as your partner in any way that we can.